Chris Norton is a pharmaceutical telemarketer. Is that right, Chris?
A pharmaceutical telemarketer in Redondo Beach for Carly Pharmaceuticals, and as well as I do market managing for our company, as well as I do some project managing, yeah.
Okay. Your issue here, though, is the free speech in the workplace, that there is none because of political correctness?
I think that's a fair way of putting it, Mr. Henry. I think that there is no free speech in the workplace. The free speech movement.
And do you mean politically in that way?
I suppose I'm talking more about politics between people, politics between coworkers, and being able to talk about things that have nothing to do with business and not be punished for it. The idea of a free speech in the workplace movement began with me and my manager, Lance Germain, after I'd read about the free speech movement on the campuses of the 1960s. Now, this is not radical, but the right to express an opinion in the workplace has been greatly diminished over the years.
Does this come from a personal experience of yours?
I'm sorry, sir?
Does this come from a personal experience?
Yes, it does. It comes from a personal experience of mine, but also just the email that I get from people all over the country who are experiencing the same thing. In my case, I had a coworker who I was actually very fond of, and someone who I shared workspace with and account information with.
In this telemarketing business?
Yes. Basically, we do our calls to over 1,000 businesses a day, marketing primarily pharmaceuticals.
And this person worked on some of the same accounts with you?
Yes, she did. And what began really as an honest comment that I was asked for by her became an instance of work discrimination against me. This woman, interestingly, Phil, and I think your listeners will relate to this, had brought her newborn daughter into the office one morning, and she was bringing in this baby around to show the other people what it looked like in the office, as many you know, young mothers will do. I had just gotten a cup of coffee, and she brought her daughter over to where I was standing with two other of my fellow coworkers. And if you know anything about me, and my friends will tell you, you know that I believe that, as my parents taught me, and my grandparents ahead of them taught me, that honesty is the best policy. I always believe that honesty is the best policy. And she said, "Here's my baby. Isn't she a darling? And her name is such and such," and I forget what the baby's name was. And I commented, and I had two witnesses, that I thought there was something wrong with her face. I thought there was something wrong with its face because the child looked like it might have something wrong with its head. And
okay.
And so 2 days later, my supervisor tells me...
What did she say after you made this comment about the baby's face? Because new mothers, are extremely proud and probably sensitive as to the comments.
Well, she said there's... Basically, what did she say after I said that?
Yeah, well, you said there's something wrong with its face?
No, what I said was I looked down at it and I said it looks like it's got, you know, its face is pinched or something. I'm not sure, I don't remember, but it was a question I had about its face. And she said, "Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it," and that was it. So 2 days later, my supervisor tells me that this woman is moving to another workspace, this lady, and I said, "Why?" And they said, "Because she requested it." And I went to the project manager and he said that she told him she didn't want to be sharing the same workspace with me anymore, and I asked him if she gave a reason, and he said that it was the comment about the kid she brought in, and I asked that I wanted to appeal it, and he asked me why, and I said because I felt that she was in the wrong, not allowing me to express my personal opinion, and also that I liked her, and I did consider her a friend, and that's when he told me that the company does have the right to grant anyone's desire for a new workspace if there is space available. And that was what he was doing. So I called her, and I asked what happened, and I felt that she was in the wrong, and I told her that she was in the wrong on a in that way. But I also told her that on a personal level, I found her attractive, and hopefully we could have a drink, you know. And I think on some level she realized she was in the wrong.
How did she take the comment about her child, though, which got her to move her workspace?
Well, but when I explained to her that it wasn't about business, and that I should have the right to express myself freely if it doesn't have anything to do with business. And I told her I didn't think it was ugly,
Talk about her kid?
Yes, sir. I mean, I just told her it looked like its face was somehow, pinched in or damaged somehow when it came out or when it was born. So, and I think she knew she was in the wrong. But the point is, people have to realize that expressing personal opinion in the workplace should be allowed so long as it goes nothing to do with business. And I told her, I did tell her that I found her attractive and that I'd like to buy her some drinks, and she realized she was in the wrong, and that was a whole misunderstanding. So, make a long story short, she and I are going out Friday night for drinks, and hopefully it's in the past.
And so you're continuing this free speech movement in the workplace. Is she going to move her workstation back near you?
I'm hoping that she will. But we'll wait and see. I think she should be compelled to
force her to move back.
Yes.
Why? I mean, if you said your company, if you petition for a new workspace, you have the right.
But her reason had nothing to do with work. It had to do with the fact that I made this comment about the kid she brought in.
And all right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Chris Norton, 28-year-old telemarketer for a pharmaceutical firm in Redondo Beach, California, who has started a free speech in the workplace movement. Right now you've got a website, I know that, and you do get email?
I get a lot of email every day, Mr. Henry, from people who are, tired of not being able to express themselves. And, and I think it starts, really, with a misunderstanding that you're not talking about business. You're just talking about something personal. And she asked my opinion. And I really think that it starts a lot with these women who bring their children in. They'll say, here's my baby. What do you think about it? And you look at it, and you're expected to say, I guess you're expected to say, oh, yeah, it's really, it's good looking, or however you want to say it. And in the instance in which I was asked my opinion, and there were two witnesses, my coworkers in the telemarketing and also one of the guys who works in the mailroom, Bill Randerson and Steve Ritchie, who also is a part-time bartender over at a Rusty Pelican where I go. Both of them can collaborate
corroborate is the word.
Yes, sir. Corroborate. I'm sorry. That I did say, okay, its face looks like there's something wrong with it. After
she said to you, here's my baby, isn't she a darling, right?
Yes, sir.
And you took that to be a question, asking your opinion.
Yes, sir, I did.
Well, let me say this. I mean, don't you think that when someone says that, they're really just kind of... Oh, I suppose they're just asking for you to concur with their opinion that they're a darling?
Well, honesty is the best policy. That's what I've always been taught it about. And I think it is. And the free speech in the workplace movement is about being honest. And it's unfortunate in this instance, because I did find this woman attractive, and that I did want, I told her I wanted to buy her some drinks and everything, and she's, getting kind of, I think, small-minded about the whole thing.
All right, well, the lady asked to have her workspace moved. Chris Norton is talking with us about a coworker who has asked to have her workspace moved away from him. The reason she gave was that he was rude in making a comment about her baby, saying that there was something wrong with its face when she brought the baby in, right?
She brought it in, yeah.
Okay. And you say that that was your personal opinion. You should have the right to have free speech, and she shouldn't be allowed to move her workspace away from you because the two of you work together, and also you find her attractive. Is that it? Am I encapsulating that?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, we work together. We work very well together. I do find her very attractive. I know she probably, I know she for sure she finds me attractive. So there's all a big misunderstanding about the kid's face and everything,
Well, if you had it to do over again, would you have said something different? Like if she came up to you, a lady who you were impressed with, a woman who you are trying to impress,
Well, I think I've already impressed her. I mean,
okay, but a woman who obviously you're trying to ingratiate yourself with, she said, isn't my baby, by the way, is she married?
I think she is. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're coming on to a married woman here.
Well, That's something else entirely, man. That's not really what we're talking about. I mean, I don't want to go into that, but that's, you know, I mean, if she feels like, you know, she wants to do something.
All right, I won't go into that, but if you had it to do over again, she said, isn't she a darling, what would you have said?
If she brought her baby in again?
If she brought her baby in again, it was a, you know, a new day, a new, and you had it to do over again, what would you have said?
Well, I the same thing, Mr. Renner, because this is bigger than me. It's a bigger issue than just, you know, the baby that she brought in or you know, anything I want. It's about being able to express yourself freely with a free speech. And, you know, she brought the kid in. If it looked the same way, I mean, if it looked different, is that what you're asking me?
Let's say she brought the kid in and it looked the same way.
Then I would be compelled by my conscience and the free speech movement in the workplace to say, you know, to me, if you're asking me what is your kid cute or whatever, it looks like the face got damaged somehow. I don't know.
Do others share your opinion about the baby? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I mean, the baby's not ugly. It just looked like it wasn't the best-looking kid. I mean, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This man said that he found that woman's baby's face to be, you know, not attractive, and so she moved her workstation, and he thinks it should be moved back. He has the right to express his opinion, and he finds her attractive. Why was she upset? She took it personally, and he was asked his opinion. It's in the workplace. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. You know, when women bring their babies into the workplace, they do it here where we work, wherever you work. If you have a newborn, you bring the child, then you want to show the baby off. And more often than not, I suppose, we're expecting everybody to say, yes, you have a very pretty baby. This man, he feels, was being honest. He said he thinks there's something wrong with the kid's face, and now a woman who he wants to ask out, finds attractive, and wants to buy drinks for, wants to move her workstation away from him. I say self-styled, Mr. Norton. You've started the free speech movement in the workplace. Are you at work right now?
I'm sorry, Mr. Norton, I didn't hear you.
Are you at work right now?
I am not currently at work, no, sir.
Well, where are you? It sounds rather noisy where you are.
I'm sorry if you want me to move.
Well, if you could, where are you?
Well, right now I'm over at a place a lot of us meet at after work. It's called the Rusty Pelican in Redondo Beach, and it's a good place for men and girls to go out. I wanted to make a point, just briefly. I was very hurt when I found out that she moved her workspace down the hall near Bill Johnson's desk, and that's why I want to ask her out to have some drinks, because I just want to let her know how she hurt me, you know, in doing that.
When you found out she'd moved her workstation away from you, from your project manager, right?
Well, from my office supervisor.
Okay, whoever, but you found out that she'd moved her workstation.
Yes, sir, and that is really what hurt my feelings a lot, you know. You know, I mean, yeah, I did say that her kid was, you know, not, you know, something like I thought there was something wrong with it. But still, that is not about business.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm having a hard time putting some of your stuff together here, but I know.
Well, it's really an easy issue.
No, that's okay. I just want to get to a phone call. Melanie, go ahead. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Phil. Hi. I have two comments. One comment is that I think absolutely freedom of speech in the workplace is a good thing. When it is about work, I think this caller lacks tact and human decency in answering the way that he did. And my second comment is to the married woman that is thinking about having drinks with this man. Please, my advice is to move your desk further away and be done.
Okay, your comments, Chris?
Well, I'm a little stunned. I don't know where the caller feels that. What are you talking about? I mean, I was just being honest about the kid.
You okay.
Know. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So why are you saying move?
Well, Melanie, you feel that this woman should not have anything to do with him, right?
Yes, correct.
Can I ask the caller why you feel that way?
Because you're exhibiting behaviors that would lead one to wonder.
What are you trying to spit out here, Melanie? Maybe I can help you. This is Phil. What What are you trying to spit out?
Well, it seems like a very cat, you know, a situation that is kind of cut and dry. And this man is finding attachment.
Yeah, why are you so attached to a lady that you have not yet, you don't have intimacy with this woman? In point of fact, she is married.
Well, I realize that, Mr. Rennie. Maybe I'd explain. I'm not, I'm very attractive. Women are attracted to me. And it's not anything that I've ever sought out, but they're attracted to me. And I know she is. And so probably I shouldn't have said what I said about her kid, but I was just trying to, you know, I was just trying to impress her.
Well, how would that impress a woman, saying there's something wrong with its face?
Well, just trying to be funny, you know, just trying to have fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just trying to have some fun with her, you know.
Well, then you find out she's moving her workstation because she was offended, deeply offended, and then you go and you ask to have it moved back.
Well, but she hurt me by doing that.
I'm afraid this woman is probably suffering from great self-esteem issues, and I hope she seeks something else to help her through.
Well, I wish the caller could be clearer. If you want more information about our free speech in the workplace movement, I'll give you my phone number.
No, I'm not interested in getting in your pants, but...
You know what, I didn't even say nothing about that, and I find that very offensive,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you think that's what he's doing, coming on to you?
I think he can't help it but be that way.
You know, Melanie, I know a lot about women, and I can tell you're attracted to me. I honestly really can.
I told you, Phil.
There's something about...
What'd you say to me, Melly?
I said I told you.
Well, she feels that you're a little creepy.
No, but she wouldn't be hanging on the phone so long with me if she didn't find me attractive.
Okay. I hope the woman is listening, and please keep your workspace far away.
Well,
I'm going to go now because I am seriously creeped out.
You know what? I'm very attractive. Oh, I'm very attractive.
She told me on the line when I answered her call that she was unsettled by you.
You know what, Mr. Henry, this doesn't have anything to do with why I'm on your program, but I am. I do put out a sexuality, and women do pick up on it. And
do you find that the thing a woman was attracted to you? She said she was very unsettled by you. She used the word creeped out.
That's her way of saying, I can't explain it. I don't know how many women that you've been with in your life, but, you know.
All right. Well, look at man. Maybe I haven't been with as many women, but I'm when a woman says she's creeped out, I pretty much think she's not. She doesn't like you. Here is Linda. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton. We're talking about free speech in the workplace. Go ahead, Linda.
Free speech in the workplace is quite acceptable as long as it's kept on a business level. This man overstepped his bounds. He's rude, he's pompous, and he's a jackass.
Why did I overstep my bounds? Why? I didn't do nothing wrong. They asked me my opinion about the kid's face.
You don't know how to be tactful and courteous and kind. You should have kept your opinion to yourself about the child and you thinking that something might have been wrong with its face. I'm quite sure you haven't taken a long look in the mirror lately, have you?
Oh, ma'am, I can assure you that if you saw me, you would want to have drinks with me.
I very seriously doubt that,
well,
sir.
Let me say this. I was trying to be funny. I was making a joke. She said, what do you think of my kid? I said, I think its face is pinched in, because I was trying to impress her with my humor.
I'm on the line here with Chris Norton. Chris is a telemarketer from Redondo Beach. Now, really what we're talking about here is the fact that you, Chris, expressed an opinion about a lady and about a lady's child. She is a co-worker. She brought her baby in for the other workers in the office to see. And, you know, you said that you thought there was something wrong with its face.
Well, it's really not about that. It's about my right to express opinion without being punished by having her not want to have drinks or... You know, I mean, you know, I find her attractive, and I'm sure she finds me very attractive, too. See, and now she's taking it out on me because I don't have the right to the free speech. And that's a basic constitutional right. I don't know if you know, I'm sure you know about the Constitution, but in the Constitution, it guarantees the right to the speech, you know. And just blows my mind, you know.
Look, I'm familiar with the Constitution, okay? I also know that there are places and there are times in which even the freest of speech may not be the best idea. 1-800-449-8686. Ellen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton.
Hi. Chris, I don't see how you feel that you can just say what you want to say to someone. And, I mean, if you're talking about the constitutional rights, she's also expressing hers by moving herself away from someone that she doesn't want to be around.
Good point.
Why do you say that's a good point?
Well, why doesn't she have the right?
She's not talking. She is moving her desk. How do you say that's the same thing?
Hey, Ellen, you got your radio turned up. That's a big bozo no-no. You can't
sorry
do that.
About
okay?
that.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. See, because we're on a 7-second delay. You're just going to hear things 7 seconds later.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Just a kind of a funny story. I called in one time to the Ken and John Ziegler show, and I could hear my voice, and I didn't even know what was going on. It's pretty funny.
Okay, great.
And Chris, I also wanted to ask you. You know, you say that, you know, you're so attractive and so many women are, you know, wanting to be with you, going out on dates and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if that's the case, then why are you at a club or why are you at a bar having to go out? Then if you're that much, then you should be married and you shouldn't be going after someone else's mate.
Marriage is not necessarily the optimum condition for a young man such as myself. I'm still trying to get my career, you know, maximize my potentialities. And, you know, also, I mean, I'm still very much interested in dating women, so why do I want to get married? That's insane. You know? So.
Right.
Okay, so.
Well, next time, if you're attracted to someone, before you go opening up your mouth and saying rude and inconsiderate.
Well, I don't see what's so rude about it. I was joking. I was simply trying to have fun. You know,
I guess then you should look at it as it's no different if someone was to take and tell your mom that you're funny looking.
Well, yeah, the problem
with
that.
That would hurt your mom's feelings.
That's true, but here's where the problem comes into play. I'm very attractive.
But that's a matter of opinion. And
how do you figure that?
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder,
well,
and your
yeah.
actions make you ugly.
Well, ma'am, if you saw me, you'd want to probably take your clothes off.
Probably.
I swear to God, you would. You'd want to take your clothes off.
Whatever, dude. Okay, let me get...
Thanks
very much, Ellen, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking here with Chris Norton, and he is on the line with us. Let's go over to Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Hi. The first point I wanted to make is I'm not going to attack what was said. I think everybody's doing a pretty good job of that. But in no way is this a free speech issue. If this were a free speech issue, it would be as a result of, all right, you make your comment, you express your opinion. Let's say there's nothing wrong with that. If your employer punishes you for that, or your employer disciplines you for that, or your employer fires you for that, that's an infringement on your freedom of speech. But this woman has as much right to be offended by your comments as you had to make those comments. And if her reaction to being offended is to move her desk, that is not an infringement upon your right of free speech.
Well, okay, but, I mean, she asked my opinion. Okay, why can't I give it?
You were able to give it. Nobody has punished you for giving it.
Yeah, they have.
It's her right to be offended.
She's not going to have drinks with me.
So you're saying that she's not allowed to be offended?
Well, if you ask my opinion, and I'm just joking, and I'm saying the kid's face is pushed in, and then she's all, you know, now I don't want to have drinks.
Through most of the beginning of this conversation, you didn't say you were joking. You said... Honesty
that's
is
true.
The best policy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well,
so, I mean, I'm thinking that's the nice kind of thing that your grandmother teaches you when you're a kid, but usually your grandmother also teaches you, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I'm hearing some music that's interfering with the phone conversation, Chris.
Todd, turn it down. Will you?
Is there a band playing?
No, sir. I have an interest in an adult film business, and they're screening some films right now, but... I wanted to say
that... First of all, dude, you're in the adult film business. You're telling a woman her kid's face is pushed in.
Well, this guy I'm talking to, it's your name Joe?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about, don't you?
I'm right there with you.
Okay.
But I'm not even going to go the road of picking apart the fact that the comment was made. All I'm saying is, even if you make a perfectly legitimate comment, if you're not put in jail for that, or your pay's not docked, or you're not fired, or not disciplined for it, if all that happens is the person you made the comment to gets offended, they have a freedom of expression the same as your own. And if their natural reaction is to get offended,
yeah, but I'm very attractive. Women find me very attractive, and it's kind of shocking when they don't want to have drinks.
Well, I guess we should cycle back to, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
All right, Joe, thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, thanks for taking my call. I'd have to agree with your last caller in his opinion. But I'd also like to say maybe this guy isn't as attractive just because the people in his life have been pretty tactful to him. And
that's a good point.
If he asked them if he looked good, they didn't want to say anything bad, so they lied to him.
So wait a second.
And I'd also like to say that now we know why this guy's breathing so hard on the phone.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Why are you...
I'm sorry. First of all, let me say, if I'm not that hot, how come my girlfriends are all hot looking? Okay?
Your girlfriend, I thought you were single. And also, you said you were going out to drinks with this girl on Friday. But now you said you're not going to be able to go out. And that's your punishment?
I'm saying that ordinarily I ask a girl out for drinks, she'll at least, you know, go out. This one's, you know... is not agreeing to it.
You know what, man? This is a mother of a newborn baby. You're looking at porno movies at the Rusty Pelican. You know, it's a...
What do you say? I'm not qualified to be with her?
Well, I mean...
Her idea of a dream date may not be porno at the Rusty Pelican.
Well...
Man, I can hear a bed squeaking or something, dude. Turn that stuff down, will you, please?
I mean, I don't know what you guys are trying to say here.
I think it's being very clearly stated. You don't have tact. You have a lifestyle that probably doesn't agree with hers. She has the right to her free speech, which is to move her desk away from you. And, you know, actions do have consequences. You have the right to say what you want to say. People also have the right to reject it, to not agree with it.
Well, that's...
And this guy has not been punished by his employer. This woman simply didn't like his comment, and this is a joke.
Dude, what's with your sinuses, man? Do you have a problem?
I mean, I don't know. I do tend to breathe. I'll move the phone away if you want.
Because we're hearing nothing but mouth breathing.
I'm sorry. But, you know, you guys are really harsh, and all I'm trying to say is, what did I do wrong? Nothing. That's the whole thing, you know.
Well, but you didn't do anything wrong by making a comment. You had the right to do that. But then by saying that, she didn't do anything wrong by wanting to move her workspace away from someone who makes comments like that.
Have you seen this movie, Candy Sampler?
Okay, get out of here.
Hey, Phil, thanks for taking
thanks
my call.
Much.
I believe I've made my point.
Thank you very much. You still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I moved it out to the parking lot. I got the movie on, but I turned the music down, and now just the sound effect.
Yeah, okay, thanks. He's out in the parking lot. What do you got? He's tailgating with a porno movie. Chris Norton, good luck, dude, with whatever it is you're into at your workplace, because that woman, the first lady that we talked to has got it right. She ought to run, man. Run. 1-800-449... Will you turn that guy's phone off? 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I think this guy is acting responsibly himself by not telling us what news he may have. And about him thinking that they should have delayed or what happened on 9/11,
yes.
That's even worse because that 9/11, when they told us about it, it just made people pull together. They didn't panic. They didn't act irresponsibly.
They thought that there was anthrax on their toilet seat. Come on.
People that was being precautious, and there was anthrax. What about the people that got infected?
Anthrax. Yeah, but there was an anthrax. Some guy came into my office and thought that I had anthrax on my desk, and it was sweet and low. All right? You call that?
Well, you never know.
Oh, you never know?
Can't trust people just like that. After what happened, you're expecting everybody to be all like, oh, yeah, everything's okay.
Finally, my name is Don Berman. I'm the 10 o'clock anchor on Channel 19 News. You can trust Channel 19 for all of your news. And you don't have
I'm not
to
saying you can't. I'm saying it's responsible of you to be saying that you have all this juicy information and
I've got stuff that would... You sound like you have wavy hair. Do you have wavy hair?
No, I have straight hair.
You do. I have stuff that'll curl your hair. I have stuff.
Well, why are you saying this if you won't tell us what it is?
I'm going to ask you to comment.
Why are you boosting it just to boost your channel?
Well,
why are you boosting it?
Right, why are you doing that?
But I told you, I had an unfortunate accident. Last year, I got involved with a woman. I never should have done it. I fathered a child out of wedlock. She took me to court, and she burned me down for $80,000 a month in
child support and alimony.
Yes.
You're saying that you resent when Phil Henry emphasized that you were keeping this old to boost your ratings so you could pay your alimony and your child support? You are acting selfishly, in my opinion.
No,
if you're boosting about this, just so you, like, I understand you have your payment.
Yes, sir. I do have a payment. I have an $80,000 payment to this and I say that...
I would like you not to use that language.
Forgive me, but she's one of our news reporters, Leslie Mitchell. Have you ever seen her? She's on the Channel 19 News. Her and Donna DeCruz are on the Eye on the Street team. Now, we dug up some stuff on this sniper that would curl your hair and lengthen your...
I understand this, but it's pissing me off the way you're boosting about it.
I agree.
If it's any, like...
I agree,
people do care, and if you're going to boost about it...
Well, finally, if you're
getting... the show.
If you're getting pissed off, then I can't tell you.
Why are you you're making us angry on purpose.
Because you're boosting about it,
What do you mean boosting about it? You mean boasting about it?
You're boosting.
You're saying that you have all this juicy thing to boost your ratings.
I have got...
Get more ratings.
I've got juicy stuff, yes.
Then why don't you tell us?
10 o'clock tonight.
Tonight we're going to see
it all?
How
are you going to do it? If you don't want people to act like idiots, all you're doing right now is making them more anxious and making them want them more.
Yes, exactly.
People are going to act stupider if you don't... You're calling them idiots. You're calling your audience idiots.
Do you know, Farley, that Channel 19's own Donna DeCruz has won 3 awards for Up With People segments, and you can't wait for that? You can't wait for...
Oh, who cares about the Up With...
If you have information about the sniper, I want to know about it. I want to know if you have information of how I can protect myself. I'm in Miami right now. I don't know if the sniper's migrating. I could be standing in the corner and get shot.
It's nothing. Now, you see how anxious you are? You see how nervous you are? You're speaking rapidly. I was just about to tell you, and now I've decided I better not.
Okay, now you're starting to piss me off.
What?
The guy wants to know something.
Well, he's shouting. He's talking to... He's talking.
Okay, would it help if I get calm?
What do you got? What do you got at 10 o'clock tonight?
Calm down, Mr. Henry.
What have you got at 10 o'clock tonight?
I think both you guys are getting your panties in a bunch.
I don't wear panties, pal. What have
Neither
you got?
Do I.
What have you got at 10 o'clock tonight?
We have we will leak it out in small spurts, and throughout the week we'll do a 5-day process, and then you'll see.
You don't know who the guy is.
No, we don't know who he is. We don't have any information the police don't have. But we've got some really... Ooh, man. Have you ever had good buttery popcorn? That's what we've got. It's like a bag of buttery, salty popcorn.
You know something?
Okay.
This is a sniper... No, hold on, Farley. This is a sniper who has taken people's lives. Don, you are a respected television newsman. I'm beginning to resent the way you're putting this. Buttery popcorn? This is a guy that's killed people.
You're making it sound like it was a good thing.
Gentlemen,
he shot a 13-year-old boy before he went to school, for heaven's sake.
Gentlemen, the Channel 19 10 o'clock news is your news leader. And you can rely on Donna, Leslie, and the entire News on the Street team. Frank Aspen with sports.
Will you quit doing a commercial?
Excuse me, Phil Henry.
Yes, sir.
If you're saying we could rely on Channel 10, why are you calling one of your coworkers a...
I didn't call my coworker a... You're talking about Don Berman? You called her a... right, Don?
I called Leslie a... Yeah, Phil Henry didn't say anything.
No, I'm not talking about Phil Henry. I'm talking about the reporter guy.
Yes, I did call Leslie a... but only because she's the one that sued me for palimony. As a reporter, she's unequaled. As a woman, she's a... and I can tell you...
How can you work with this woman? You think she's a...
Because she's a dynamite reporter, and I respect her professionally. And if you saw Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer in Up Close and Personal, you'd know what I'm talking about, but I guess you two are just a little bit below that, right? Sir, I might remind you, Channel 19 gives you the news that will save your life and the life of your unborn child.
Yet, if you're holding everything
all
back
right.
to 10 o'clock,
right.
my unborn child could die as of now.
And Lisa, by the way, like a dead fish.